What is being described as the most destructive storm to hit Florida in the United States in more than a century is due to make landfall later today. Hurricane Milton is now a Category 5 storm, the most serious, and it could see winds of nearly 300 kilometres an hour, as well as significant sea surges. People living in its path have been told to leave their homes. Many have. Others are staying put and hoping for the best. Power line workers from as far away as California are heading to Florida to help with what's expected to be a very extended power outage. Dr. Michael Brennan is director of the U.S. National Hurricane Center.
The wind field of Milton is going to double in size, and that's going to bring the risk of damaging hurricane force winds to much of the central and northeastern portions of the Florida Peninsula, with the potential for devastating wind damage where the core of Milton makes landfall along the west coast, and widespread potential for tree damage, wind damage to structures, power lines down, widespread power outages expected across much of central Florida beginning Wednesday night and into Thursday.
Steve Paris lives in Tampa in Florida, which is in the path of the hurricane. He, his partner and other friends are all staying in their homes. He says he does not have the financial means to move out. And as he told the BBC this morning, he's worried about what Milton might bring.
There's a little worry. I mean, the last one 2 years ago that I left for, I'm not sure if that was Irma, but I had left to go to Georgia, and I left very early for that. This one is actually going to be in the pathway of Tampa. They recently said it was going a little bit further south, but that doesn't stop the storm surges that we can get. Those surges can get up to almost, what they're saying, could be up to 15 feet here.
Steve Paris there. Well, before we came on air, we spoke to Matthew Cappucci. He's a meteorologist with the Washington Post, and he's in Florida.
Right now, I'm in Sarasota, Florida, so a little bit south of Tampa on the Gulf Coast, the west coast of Florida, and it's eerily calm. There's not too much going on. There's a light pitter-patter of the rain outside, but the leaves are still. There's not a stitch of wind. It's a little bit creepy and ominous, and, you know, I've been through many hurricanes. The phrase, the expression, the calm before the storm, really is a real thing. Because hurricanes are such local phenomena, even though they're big storms, the worst of the winds are very tightly coiled about the center. And so it'll be a while before we get that here in the greater Tampa, Sarasota area. But when we do, it's going to get really bad really fast.
Well, what is expected?
So right now, the storm is a Category 5 hurricane. That's the top of the scale, as bad as it gets. We think ultimately, though, the storm is going to expand a little bit. And while the maximum winds will come down, the area covered by those winds will double, if not triple, and that means a much bigger storm surge, so water pushed against the coastline. Think about a spinning ice skater. You know, she stretches out her arms, she'll spin a little slower, but she'll trace much bigger circles. Same thing here. So the storm, even though it's technically coming down from a Category 5 to a Category 3, it's growing in size. That means it will push 3 to as much as 4 meters of water ashore, inundating coastal communities, leaving some entire neighborhoods and some small cities underwater. And right now, the worst location for that to occur could be Sarasota, maybe near or just south of Tampa Bay, Venice, a lot of areas like that that are highly populated areas.
So homes could be destroyed.
Yeah, we always tell folks to run from the water, hide from the wind, because, you know, realistically, you can shelter from wind, but you can't shelter from water. And there's nothing you can do to protect your property from storm surge because, you know, if you build within 10, 15 feet, so 3 to 5 meters of sea level, in a situation like this, you could come very close to, you know, having your home underwater.
And have many people moved out, Matthew? What is the situation regarding that? Are many deciding to stay?
You know, I think the public kind of got a wake-up call a couple weeks ago when Helene came through. It passed mainly offshore, but we still got a 2-meter storm surge along the west coast of Florida, even though we are well removed from the storm. And so that caused major damage in areas to the point that there are still piles of debris and trash that are waiting to be cleaned up that will become projectiles as Milton comes through. And the other thing, too, I think the public saw, hey, look how much damage can come from a 2-meter storm surge. This time around with Milton, we're talking 3, maybe 4 meters. And I think that has frightened and spooked a lot of folks into taking the proper actions to keep themselves safe.
Why is this particular hurricane so powerful, Matthew?
So this storm underwent something called extreme rapid intensification, which is a term we rarely use. Ordinary rapid intensification alone is impressive. It's a jump of 35 miles per hour or more in a storm's winds in 24 hours. This thing nearly quadrupled that. For a while, it had winds of close to 290 kilometers per hour. The inside of the storm, the eye, was about 10 degrees warmer than the air around it. So the whole thing was like a chimney, and that warm air rised so quickly and rose so quickly that it lifted air up and out of the middle, causing about 10% of the atmosphere in the middle to just basically go missing. So that missing air made a vacuum effect that suctioned in incredibly strong winds, and that's why Milton is such a buzzsaw of wind. I think the other thing too, though, as it approaches the coastline, it will begin feeling the jet stream, feeling a river of winds in the upper atmosphere over the United States. And at that point, that will help the storm to grow horizontally and spread its winds over a larger area. So it really is a 1-2 punch, and Florida is getting a really large storm.
That's Matthew Cappucci there, meteorologist with the Washington Post, talking to us from Florida.